You're live.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to call the Congressional Affairs Committee meeting to order. The date is February 23rd, 2023, and the time is 10 a.m. Clerk, could you please take care of the roll call?
Yes, ma'am. Congresswoman Rebert. Oh, let me. I'm sorry. I need to let them into the meeting.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry about that. Congresswoman Rebert.
Yes, ma'am.
Present. Okay. And Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
Here.
Congressman Potts. And Chair Shaw.
Present. Thank you. We do have a quorum. Next on the agenda is prayer. Vice Chair Redcorn, could you please take care of the prayer for us?
Yes, ma'am. Father God, you are good and you are here. And I thank you for the sunshine this morning. And even though it's cooler temperatures, it's a beautiful morning this morning. I thank you for these people who are willing to step in and serve and do your work, Father. Father, I just want to pray for all of your people, Lord, that you comfort them. You give them peace that only you can provide today and strength that only you can provide as well, Lord. Lord, we love you and we thank you for all that you do. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Congresswoman, for those good words. Next on the agenda, approval of minutes. You have the minutes of February 16, 2023 attached. So if you could take a moment to review, I would appreciate it.
Motion to approve the minutes as presented.
Second.
Thank you. There's a motion and a second to approve the minutes. All those in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? No. Thank you, committee. The minutes are approved. Next on our agenda are payables. We have two items to discuss and hopefully approve today. First, an invoice from Purpose and Performance Group for team development with our staff at Congress. The request is for $3,925. If you recall, this is part of an executed contract that came before and was approved by the CA committee. So, and I will tell you that we started the process last week and had our first session with the group. So I think it went well. Hopefully we'll be able to continue some good work in that area. I think the next meeting with Purpose and Performance Group is on March 15th. Any discussion, any questions regarding this invoice?
Chair Shaw.
Yes, Congresswoman, go ahead.
I'm not seeing the invoice.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Clerk, go ahead.
It's attached to the same calendar invite that the Zoom went on.
Okay, thank you, Caitlin.
You're welcome. Sorry, I know that's kind of weird.
No, that's okay. I've got it now.
Any other questions? Okay. Yes, go ahead. I'm sorry. I apologize.
I'm sorry. I understand Jordan's out, so we have enough money in our budget to cover the cost, correct?
Yes, ma'am, we did. We went over the budget last week, and we do have enough money in the account to move forward.
Okay. I don't mind making a motion then to approve the Purpose and Performance Group invoice number 1523 in the amount of $3,925.
Second.
Thank you, committee. There is a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? No. Thank you. The invoice for performance group has been approved by the committee. Next, we have an invoice from Moss Adams. As you're aware, we have contracted with Moss Adams to perform the OFPR duties, which they have started. We are hopeful that we'll be receiving an update from them on their progress in the next couple of weeks, hopefully by the next CA meeting. The invoice is in the amount of $1,987.50.
Chair, this is Rebar.
Yes, Congresswoman, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. I'll make a motion to approve the invoice from Moss Adams, invoice number 102389720, in the amount of $1,987.50.
Second.
Thank you. There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? No. Thank you, committee. The invoice for Moss Adams has been approved by the CA committee. Next on the agenda is 401k discussion. This was added at the request of Congressman Potts. And as you, I hope you're aware, Attorney Guild did send out some information regarding this issue to help us along with their discussion. So, Mr. Gill, I'd like for you to kind of provide us some context as to how we should move forward and what the requirements are for this committee.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So I believe Congressman Potts' intent was to have a second trustee appointed under the plan. If you look at the 401k plan that was executed back in 2012, on page 11, it has appointment of trustees and an administrator. The administrator is technically, let me see if I'm at the right place. It's actually on page 10, 9 and 10. But anyway, with R.J. Walker, I believe, was one of the trustees. And since he has left the Congress now in the executive branch, we are left with one trustee, and the plan calls for two, simply so that you have two people that are looking over the administration and investments of the plan and have the ability to agree and sign off on any documents or bring them to the Congress as the administrator, along with, you know, our current investment administrator. So that's one issue. We still have the other issue of the Congress has decided to do away with the FICA. We have the chief has executed the Social Security Administration agreement so that we can now participate in FICA through the Social Security Administration. When I say we, I mean the members of Congress. And so we have an issue with our current 401k plan because it was set up to allow for not only the 5% that all the other people are eligible for in the Osage Nation as employees or appointed official, but also a 7.65% match from the Congress. And that was to be in lieu of the FICA match that you would normally get to the Social Security Administration and receive as a benefit later in life as part of your calculation for your Social Security benefits. So this body is eventually going to have to make a decision, and I don't think that's going to happen today because I still need some clarity on how this process is going to work. But I think the two issues are, one, are we going to continue to operate under this 401k plan? And two, if we are we still going to allow the 7.65%, or are we going to amend the plan to go back to 5% like the nation does. So if we're not going to keep this plan, then we don't have to amend it. I think what we'll end up doing is this body, Congressional Affairs, will vote to have the members of Congress participate in the nation's 401k plan at the 5%. But if you choose to keep it separate, then we need to have two trustees, and I need to know if you want to amend the plan to reduce that 7.65% down to 5%. And then the Congress as a whole, there is an excess contribution provision in there, which does allow for the Congress to, from time to time, at their own discretion, match any contribution that they choose to do so for members of Congress up to the maximum. I believe the annual maximum is around $58,000-$59,000 a year. Nobody is really getting close to that, from what I understand. So that excess contribution provision is what allows Congress to not only get the 7.65% match, but also the 5% match. And technically, you could do even more than that if Congress decided they had extra money, wanted to do so up to, you know, that total of $59,000 per individual per year. So that's the gist of the discussion. And I know there are probably different viewpoints. And I, like I said, I still need some clarity on this whole process myself, but I will be happy to answer any questions I can today. And I'm looking to get some guidance from the committee.
Thank you very much, Mr. Gill. I appreciate that. Committee, what questions do you have regarding the, looks like two separate issues that we have here?
Chair.
Yes, Congresswoman, go ahead.
The stalemate in the past, if I remember right, because I don't participate in this, but the stalemate has been in the past over the 7.65. And so I felt, me personally, this is my personal opinion, that's taking advantage of tribal funds, and we should follow the same path as other employees if we're going to participate in something like this. That'll be my opinion moving forward. I appreciate the fact that we do have the ability to be flexible with it, but I think now that we have been able to make the decision to go back to FICA, or go to FICA, I guess this is the first for us, but that we do away with the 7.65 in the trust.
Thank you, Congresswoman. I appreciate that that insight to where you're at this time. Any other members of the committee would like to comment on this?
Chair, this is Rebard.
Yes, go ahead, Congresswoman.
Okay, thank you. I was wondering where the, okay, I see it now. It's in our policy. I guess our congressional policies under page 19 that kind of provides direction for Congress with regards to our congressional benefits and the trustees. So, regardless, right now, we need to have two trustees, correct, Trey? Per the plan and per the policies?
That is correct.
Okay, so the policy says that the two current members shall be selected by Congress upon a motion. And so right now it's Congressman Potts. So I guess this committee would have to at least designate somebody until we have further discussion. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, I don't have the policies pulled up, but if it has to be done by Congress, then yes. I mean, you technically wouldn't be able to choose a person until Congress meets again in the spring session. So I don't think it would actually, you would actually even be putting anybody in place today. I think the discussion might be who you would recommend to the Congress. And I'm trying to find the policies here on our website real quick.
Madam Chair, I have those pulled up from this morning still. I could just email it to Trey real quick.
Thank you, Mr. Gill. Would that be, or Caitlin, would that be helpful?
Yes, yes, thank you.
Chair.
Yes, Congresswoman.
Yeah, I think it's important that we figure out where we are, you know, currently. I don't know. I think I spoke to Congresswoman Redcorn about this a little bit. I don't know how brief she is as a new Congress member on this benefit. I think, was it discussed a little bit in the orientation? I can't remember.
I believe that it was in our orientation somewhat. Congresswoman Redcorn, do you have anything that you would like to add or any questions, thoughts?
I mean, the only other thing I would add was I know I'm new to all of this. I actually haven't even signed up for John Hancock yet because we had the discussion of moving over to BOK anyway. And I know BOK came into their presentation. I think so. And I don't care either way, but I haven't signed up for it. Well, I waited anyway because we were voting on the whole FICA situation. And so I just kind of waited until all that got ironed out anyhow. So I think my thoughts on it, and they're not necessarily concerns, my thoughts on it would be, since that we've heard enough rumbling that there's kind of a desire to switch to BOK, because it is more streamlined and some of you already have financials over there with them. I personally think that would be better anyway. Apparently John Hancock has been a little bit difficult to work with. Also, our numbers will probably need to change on contributions, much like Congresswoman Stabler mentioned, because our FICA situation has changed. So our numbers and our contributions are probably going to change as well. My question though for Trey is probably more along the lines of, like, is it even worth, because we have to elect a new trustee with the whole of Congress and we wouldn't be able to do that till the next session. I would imagine it's kind of a two-part question. I would imagine moving to BOK is also a whole Congress move then, if appointing trustees is a whole Congress move. So then, I don't know, I guess we kind of need to decide what we're going to do about moving in general before we talk about appointing trustees. I don't know, I can't figure out which one needs to come first. And I don't know how the rest of Congress feels about staying with John Hancock versus going to BOK either. So I don't know. Basically, I don't know if it's worth putting the effort in to getting in compliance with John Hancock if we're just going to move. What would be the more beneficial thing to do, the most efficient thing to do? So I don't care either way how we do it, but it does sound like BOK would be better for us overall, and we already do most of a good chunk of our finances through them anyhow. So, but if we're going to stay with John Hancock, then I could see where we need to stick to policy and, of course, appoint another trustee. But either way, Trey probably has a little bit more to weigh in on that about what would be the best next move for and be most efficient.
Thank you, Mr. Gill.
Thank you. Yes, just a second. I'm looking at a document real quick. Yeah. So the first question was, if the trustees have to be picked by the whole Congress, does the benefit or the 401k program have to be picked by the whole Congress? My answer would be probably preferably, but it wasn't done that way initially. If you look at the minutes that were sent out this morning by Caitlin, this was done by a motion in Congressional Affairs to approve the 401k underlying document, the contract that was also sent out, and approved with 4 yes and 1 nay vote. And then it was executed. So the Congress never actually weighed in on whether to adopt that 401k as a whole. So under that precedent, I don't see any reason why this body can't make a change if they choose to do so. However, you know, with it applying to all members of Congress and affecting the financial positions of members of Congress, it would be my suggestion that it is done by a motion in Congress. And the other question, you know, I guess is whether to move to be okay or not. I can't answer that for you. That's got to be a decision that you guys have to make. But it looks like, you know, technically you have the authority to make the change over to be okay under this committee if you choose to do so. So that could come first. Obviously, you have to wait under the policies and procedures. It says that it has to be a motion of the body of Congress during a regular or special session for trustees. So I don't believe that you're going to need trustees in the event that you make the move over to the nation's 401k, because the treasurer's office will be the administrator or the trustee for the administrator under the Osage Nation's 401k plan. And we would no longer have our own individual 401k plan, and therefore no need for our individual trustees.
Thank you, Mr. Gill. I understand that, and I did look at the minutes that you sent to us that initially created this, or a motion came from CA for the 401k program. But it seems to me, because we have discussed this somewhat on the floor of Congress, and it is always a big, somewhat emotional discussion, because we all have our own opinions regarding how to move forward, to me. And of course, this is the committee's will, but to me, it does seem like it would serve us better to have this discussion with the entirety of Congress. That's how I feel. So I just kind of wanted to throw that out there. I agree with Ms. Redcorn on that aspect. Congresswoman Stabler.
I guess to Trey, do we need a motion to present that to all of Congress, or we just put it on an agenda one day?
No, I don't think nothing is necessarily needed out of this committee unless you intend to make a recommendation as a committee. All the information could be provided in anticipation of a motion that would be made on the floor of Congress during motions and notices. We could put it on the agenda specifically as a motion so that people could see it in advance, review the documentation in advance. But no, you don't have to have anything come out of this committee. Just, I think we're all trying to, you know, with everyone's knowledge about what has happened and transpired over the past year, we're trying to come to a place where we at least are somewhat knowledgeable on exactly where we're trying to go, and let the members of Congress make an informed decision.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gill. Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes, thank you. Okay, so I believe we have three congressional members participating in the current John Hancock plan. So I was thinking in the meantime, that we get a packet together. I think that's a good idea, and that we add it to the one of our agendas during HUNCA, and take no action on a trustee until we get feedback from Congress. But in the meantime, that we get good information regarding, I think, the presentation that from BOK. I think they may have left us with some materials. And, you know, what does that look like for those that are participating if we vote to go with BOK? And who's going to be in charge of dealing with that? I guess that would be the trustee, correct? The current trustee?
Madam Chair.
Yes, go ahead.
Well, that presents two questions. When BOK showed up been presented to us, they were offering to act as the administrator over our current 401k plan, not the nation's 401k plan. So if you chose to just change administrators, you would still be under the 401k plan. The other option I think that was being discussed before is to go to the nation's 401k plan, do away with our current 401k plan, and operate under the nation's 401k plan, which happens to be administered through BOK Financial. And if that's the case, then there would be no trustee up from the Congress.
Okay, and then Chair, if I may.
Yes.
There's, I guess, when we talk about if we were to terminate, can we, under the current plan, I mean, I'm sure that we could, but what does that look like? That would be one of my questions as well. In this plan, it looks like it hasn't been updated in so long. So it looks like there wasn't a clause for a time period.
Well, I'm sorry, Madam Chair.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, 401ks are generally drafted to be open-ended because they're intended to be ongoing until terminated. So I will have to get the specifics on exactly how that happens, but I believe it will be through, you know, a motion of Congress to move the 401k or move to the 401k that the nation operates if you chose to do so. And then we would notify John Hancock that we are no longer operating under that current 401k, will no longer make contributions. And then those individual accounts will just be held by the individuals through John Hancock unless they decide to move them to another account, whether they consolidate it or allowed to consolidate it with the current 401k or if they have to put it into an IRA.
Okay, Chair, that's exactly where I was kind of wanting to get the combo to go because, you know, I think it's only fair that congressional members that are participating now understand what the next steps are if we were to change to BOK.
I agree.
Madam Chair.
Yes, go ahead.
I think it would be if the Congress, if you're leaning towards moving to the nation's 401k or whether we stay with our own, it would probably be helpful to have BOK, a representative of BOK, come in to explain what that looks like exactly, because they're going to be more well versed on it than I am.
Thank you. Congresswoman Rebard, did you have any additional questions or thoughts?
Well, I am looking at the termination of the plan right now, and it's just saying that Congress shall have the right at any time to terminate the plan by delivering to the trustees and the administrator written notice of such termination. And so, yes, I think the most information that we could provide before all the congressional members before we vote on this, that would be a goal. And I would assume that maybe that would be you second speaker along with Trey.
Yes.
Maybe getting a together.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then I understand that we won't take any action on the trustee today. And let's just see what we come up with during Hunka.
I think that sounds like a good plan. Congressman Maker, I know you're not on this committee, but I see that you've joined our meeting. Did you have any thoughts, questions regarding this discussion? Okay, we will move on. I think, I do have one additional question, Mr. Gill. As you stated in the beginning of this discussion, it was Congressman Potts' intention that we appoint a second trustee or move forward in the proper way regarding a second trustee. Is there any risk for us in not having that second person?
Well, under the duties, you know, that they're supposed to report to the chair of the committee of jurisdiction, and they have certain authorities. So if one person has all of that authority to direct the administrator on how to, you know, invest or anything like that, obviously consolidated power is dangerous power. I think that was the reason that they initially put two trustees in place, so that they had to cooperate with each other. One's looking over the other as far as any action that takes place. So there is some inherent risk in having one person, but as Congresswoman Rivard pointed out, the policies and procedures restrict us from doing that today. It has to be done by the body of Congress. So we're limited to that.
Okay, thank you. Any additional discussion on the 401k? Okay, great. Thank you, committee. Next on the agenda, summer youth worker. And as most of you are likely aware, the Osage Nation Financial Assistance Department does conduct a summer youth employment program each year. And I understand that this is not something Congress has participated in the past. However, I would like permission from the committee to proceed with seeing if we can have a summer youth worker at Congress this summer. I think it would be good to get our youth involved and have an understanding of how Congress works, how this legislative arm works. So that's really why I wanted to bring that to you, to see if the CA committee would agree that we can move forward with that.
Chair?
Yes, Congresswoman Rebar, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. I totally support utilizing, you know, a workforce person, you know, from financial assistance. And I agree with the endeavor. Do you have any idea as to what maybe they would be? Give me an example of maybe what their duties would be and where they would be located, because, you know, where they would sit because of our lack of space.
Because of our space restrictions. Yes, I understand. And, you know, I have discussed this with our clerk as far as what duties might be involved. And she was, you know, she didn't give any specifics yet, but she was going to think about what would be good as far as task for that type of person, as far as where they will sit. That's, you know, I mean, that's going to be a challenge for us, but I think that we can find a little desk, perhaps now that all of the bookcases are moved off of the wall in this middle room, we may be able to put a small desk against that wall for them to be housed in.
Madam Chair.
Yes, go ahead.
Shanna and I kind of talked about it, and Shanna had an idea that maybe they would be like helping us with archiving, scanning and stuff. Is that a helpful answer at all?
No, it is. And actually, my first thought, you know, when I started thinking that we should have this type of person, was it certainly went to archiving. And I think there's plenty of work in that department to keep someone busy for their time here with us. Any other discussion? Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Congresswoman Rivard.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I was, you know, thinking back too. I know that we were doing some work with our website, with our webpage, you know, inserting past legislation, and that could be something that they could do, just as an example. But also, would this require a motion?
I don't know that it would require a motion. There's absolutely no reason why we wouldn't have a motion to ensure that the CA committee does agree and has approved with us moving forward with the summer youth worker. So, you know, Mr. Gill, if you have something to add regarding that, then that's fine.
Yeah, I would like to see a motion come out of Congress to, or out of the committee to approve it.
Perfect. Thank you. Yes, Congresswoman, go ahead.
I would be happy to make that motion that the CA committee move to approve a summer youth worker to work in the congressional offices. This second. Summer.
Thank you. There's a motion and a second. Any discussion?
Excuse me. Not discussion, but I want to make sure I wrote this down right. Motion to approve a summer youth employee working for Congress.
For the summer of 2023.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. All those in favor of the motion, please say yes.
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 Yes. Any opposed? No. Thank you, committee, and I will keep you updated on the details as we work those out. I've talked to Mr. Big Horse and he's going to send the form over. But I wanted to, of course, make sure that the CA committee approved of the this move. So we'll get that taken care of and keep you updated. Okay, number 8 on the agenda, adjournment.
So moved. Make a motion adjourn.
Thank you. We have 2 motions. You want a second?
Okay. Second.
All right. We have a motion and a second to adjourn. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Any opposed? No. Committee, I thank you for your time today and have a wonderful afternoon.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.